Hey. Today is a very special day.
Okay. 各位早安。
We're going to be looking at John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. If you have your Bibles, please turn to John chapter 20.
我们现在想要看约翰福音第二十章第一到第十八节。
And do you all have the PowerPoint slide ready? Okay. Back in the 1980s, of course, a lot of you, that doesn't seem very long.
在1980年之前到现在大概是20年的时光。
One of my favorite movies was Back to the Future with Michael J. Fox.
牧师最喜欢的一个电影是回到未来，那个电影的主角是 Michael J. Fox.
I believe the movie came out in 1985.
我想那个电影是1985年的事呢。
And he drove the coolest car, a DeLorean, back into time.
他开了一辆车子叫 DeLorean， 那辆车子事实上是一个时光机。
And I think, oh, how cool that would have been to go back in time and do some things.
能够坐的时光机回到过去跟回到未来是一件很不得了的事情。
Can you imagine maybe you could prevent the death of some famous influential people?
你可以想象到说你要是能够回到过去跟回到未来能够改变过去譬如说有几个人在历史上被暗杀你能够预防它的发生
Like John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King or Abraham Lincoln
譬如说甘乃迪总统啦、啊、然后马丁路德或是林肯总统这三个人都是被暗杀的
You could go back in the 1920s and pull your money out before that terrible Black Tuesday.
你要是能够坐着时光机回到1920年代，在股票崩盘之前，就把你所有的股票都变卖成现金的话，那不是很好的事吗？
Or maybe just go back a few days and figure out those winning lotto numbers for that big lotto and then win it big.
或是说你坐的时光机是知道到未来去知道乐透的号码然后到过去去买这些乐透的奖券。
Or maybe it'd be going back to high school and you would show up your friends. You've done so well now.
或是说你可以回到高中的时代然后去看你那些朋友。
But I think one of the best ways to use a time machine would be to go to Jerusalem and see Jesus.
但是其实上最好的方式是利用时光机就是回到过去到耶稣复活的当天到耶路撒冷去
Go back on Easter morning and see Jesus resurrected from the dead
你要是能够回到复活节当天重新再见证一次耶稣复活的神迹
To watch the early followers and see how they responded to Jesus coming back to life after the tomb
你要是能够回到过去重新见证那些耶稣基督的门徒然后当他们看到耶稣复活的时候那个情景那是一件很不得了的事情。
I believe this day has transformed the world.
耶稣复活的当天事实上改变了整个世界。
And I believe there's some revelations that should transform our lives by what took place.
这些耶稣复活的启示对我们的生活量事实上是有很大的影响。
We're going to look at how it transformed the life of Mary, Peter, John, and others.
我们今天就来看看耶稣复活对于玛利亚、彼得跟约翰他们的生活有什么样的改变呢？他们的生命改变。
So I'm going to be reading John chapter 18, verses 1 to 20 in English, and then it will be read in Chinese.
我们现在要读约翰福音第二十章第一章到第一节到第二十节。
When he had finished praying, Jesus left his disciples and crossed the Kidron Valley on the other side. There was an olive grove, and he and the disciples went into it. John chapter 18. Now Judas, who betrayed him, knew the place because Jesus had often met there with his disciples. So Judas came to the grove. I'm all mixed up. I've been up very early this morning. I'm like,
吓了一跳。
But we're going to talk about grace and mercy, so I know you have that for me.
对啊，我们要谈到神的恩典跟神的原谅，所以这个是允许的。
Okay, back on track. John chapter 21 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciples.The one Jesus loved and said, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him. So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciples outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked into all the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there.As well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes, but Mary stood outside the tomb crying, and she wept. She bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white.Seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, Woman, why are you crying? They have taken my Lord away, she said, and I don't know where they have put him. At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. Woman, he said, why are you crying? Who is it that you're looking for? Thinking he was a gardener, she said, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go get him. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord. And she said and told them that he has said these things to her.
七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的门徒，对他们说：“有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。”彼得和那个门徒就跑出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得还快，来到了坟墓，低头看见那里。看到了细麻木还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻木还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一块，是钉在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那个门徒也进去，看见就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必须要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回到自己住处去了，玛利亚却站在坟墓外头哭。哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，看见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭呢？他说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这道话，就转身过去，看到耶稣站在那里，却不知道那个人就是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人，你为什么哭呢？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说，玛利亚。玛利亚就转过头来，用希伯来文话对他说，拉波尼，拉波尼就是夫子的，就是夫子的意思。耶稣说，不要摸我，因为我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神，也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就告诉门徒说，我已经看见主了。他又将主对他说的话告诉他们。
I want to share a story about a missionary couple. Their name is Ralph Bethia and Linda.
我要跟各位分享一个故事，是一个宣道士的故事。这个人叫做 Ralph Pasita。
These were Southern Baptist missionaries in Kenya, Africa, over 20 years ago. They were there serving.
他们在20年前在非洲的肯亚那边做宣教。
One time they were driving, Ralph and his wife Linda saw someone laying on the ground outside, and they went out to help the man.
有一天他们在开在路上的时候呢，看到有一个人躺在路边需要帮忙。
But to Ralph's surprise, the man took a gun and beat him over the head, and then many other men started to come and beat Ralph.
这个 Ralph 这个人走出车子里去帮助这个人，在走出去的时候呢，那个人突然拿着他一支手枪打他的头，然后同时有很多人从树边跑出来，也一直在打他。
Linda didn't know what to do. She got out of the car and they started to attack her as well and fractured her skull.
Linda 不晓得该怎么办，所以她也出来了。那这些人同时也攻击 Linda， 然后最后她的头破了。
He tried to appease the men with giving them all the money he had, but that didn't seem to slow them down.
Ralph 这个人把身上所有的钱都给了这些抢匪，可是这些抢匪还是继续的打他。
The men finally left and he held his wife.Before she died, and she said, "Don't be angry with these men, for they don't know what they're doing."
最后这些人走了，然后 Ralph 就把他的太太抱到手里，然后呢，他太太跟他讲，在断气之前跟他讲说，这些人你要原谅他们，因为他们不晓得他们在做什么。
It was truly a tragedy and something terrible that should have never happened.
这世界让人很心疼的事情，这件事情实在是不应该发生。
How could anyone be so cruel?
为什么会有人这么残暴呢？
And such unnecessary violence.
为什么会有这些暴力的事情发生呢？
These were the words, I'm sure, of Mary Magdalene that morning.
我们再看一下这些话，这是玛丽在那天早上所说的话。
She was beside herself with grief, knowing that Jesus' body was missing.
那玛丽亚在复活节当天，她已经是很难过了，可是她又发现耶稣的身体已经不见了。
According to Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Mary was not alone, though, that dark morning.
根据马太福音、马可福音跟路加福音里面提到，其实玛利亚当天并不是一个人在这个黑暗当中。
Her sister was there, and there was other women along with her.
她的姐姐在那里，然后有其他的女人也在那里。
The custom at the time in Palestine was that friends and family would visit the tomb of loved ones for 3 days after the body laid to rest.
在当年巴勒斯坦 的习俗是，当有人过世的时候呢，三天之后，你的朋友跟亲人会到坟墓去看他。
It was believed that the spirit of the body would hover around the tomb until they knew that the spirit knew that it was recognizable and there was decay that was taking place.
在当年的习俗里面，他们认为说，在人的灵魂会在尸体上飘魂一段短短的时间，在尸体腐烂之前会飘一个短短的时间。
But they were not able to go to the tomb on the Sabbath on our Saturday because of the Jewish law at that time.
当年犹太的律法有规定呢，在安息日当天是不能到坟墓去的。
So we have Mary Magdalene exhausted physically, drained emotionally, numb mentally, and she faced an empty tomb.
我们可以想象玛利亚当时的情形，她已经是身体已经很疲倦的，然后情绪也不稳定，可是她还要面对一个空的坟墓。
But then she sees something.
可是这时候她看见了一些迹象了。
In verse 11.Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying, and she wept. She bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and now I don't know where they have put him." At this she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is this that you're looking for?"Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you had carried him away, tell me where you put him and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni." She realized he was the teacher. Jesus said, Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord, and she told them that he has said these things to her.
经文上有描述到说，当天玛利亚来到坟墓前的时候的一个状况。根据经文上说，玛利亚却站在坟墓外头哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，看见两个天使，穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说：“妇人，你为什么哭？”他说：“因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。”说了这话的时候，却转过身来，看到耶稣站在那里，却不知道那就是耶稣。耶稣问他说：“妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？”玛利亚以为是个看园的，就对他说：“先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。”耶稣说：“玛利亚。”玛利亚就转过头来，用希伯来文对他说：“拉波尼。”拉波尼就是夫子的意思。耶稣说：“不要摸我。”因为我还没有升上去见我的父，你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的神也是你们的神。抹大拉的玛利亚就告诉他门徒说，我已经看见主了，他又将主对他这话告诉他们。
So Jesus sought her out and revealed himself to her. Can you imagine? She was the first one to know and see Jesus, and then she didn't recognize him. And finally, he said, Mary. And she knew who he was. Can you imagine the excitement that she felt in her heart? The peace that came over her.
各位能够想象当时的情形，玛利亚身体已经很伤心了，然后到那边去找耶稣，然后耶稣突然对她显现，所以玛利亚当时的心情是很兴奋的。
If you come to know Christ as your Lord and Savior, He has revealed Himself to you. Not in the same way as Mary, but in different ways.
其实你要是有在寻找耶稣的时候呢，耶稣事实上就会对你显现。这个方式实际上就跟玛利亚当时的状况很像，虽然说不完全是一模一样的。
God desires to have relationship with us, His children.
其实神对他的子民是有一个很强的欲望，要跟你们在一起，要跟他子民在一起。
He seeks to give us peace and joy and love.
神会寻找我们，给我们平和、喜乐跟爱。
And he helps us to be patient, kind and faithful.
他帮助我们，让我们更加有耐心，更加有仁慈，而且更加忠实。
He will also empower us. He empowers us through the Holy Spirit and teaches us self-control, gentleness through His Spirit.
透过他，受过神的爱，让我们成为一个，让我们能够成圣。他用他的圣灵来充满我们。
It's a shame that so many in this world don't get to experience that wonderful thing.
对于世上来讲，那是蛮可惜的事情，是因为我们有承受他的爱，可是不能够了解。
God's mercy, God's grace.
这是神的恩典。
He needs us to tell others the good news of Jesus.
就跟神当年对玛利亚一样，他要我们这些人出去告诉大家神的神迹。
And he puts Mary on a mission.
他给玛利亚一个任务。
He didn't tell her to go relax and I'll see you later. He says,Tell the others about the resurrection.
他并不是叫玛利亚去休息或是跟他说再见，而是他要玛利亚告诉别人说神已经复活了。
Mary was chosen and entrusted with the resurrection news of Jesus Christ.
神拣选玛利亚来告诉神复活的神迹的大事。
And she had an unspeakable past.
虽然说玛利亚的过去事实上是很不好的。
How could Jesus give such an important task to a woman like this?
为什么神会把这么大的一个使命交给玛利亚呢？
I believe that Jesus was more interested in her faithfulness and her love than her past.
因为在神的眼光中，对神的忠实实际上是最重要，她的过去并不重要。
Mary loved Jesus very much.
玛利亚是很爱神的。
And Jesus loved her.
神也爱她。
She was the first at the tomb.
玛利亚是第一个到坟墓那里去的。
We can learn also that Jesus doesn't hold our past over us.
其实、神耶稣对我们过去他并不在意。
I believe we're not much different than Mary.
我们跟玛利亚其实没有太大的差别。
Even though we haven't done the same things, we're all sinners.
因为我们在世上过去我们也是犯罪人，我们也是罪人。
But he freed her from sin and he frees us today and makes us blameless and perfect in his sight.
因为他拯救了我们这些人，在神的眼光中我们这些人都是他的子民。
We never have to be defeated by sin.
我们不会被罪恶所战败。
We need to accept his forgiveness and be on mission just like Mary.
我们必须接受神对我们的原谅，然后到往外面去传神的福音，完成他的使命。
We're going to look at Peter's experience at the tomb, John chapter 20, verses 3 to 7.
我们来看一下约翰在坟墓那边的一个经历。
So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciples outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb.He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen.
在经文上提到说、彼得和那门徒就跑出来往坟墓那里去，两人同跑，那门徒跑得比彼得还快，到了坟墓，低头往里看，就看见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了进坟墓里去，看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一起，是在一处卷着。先到坟墓那个门徒也要进去，就看见就信了，因为他们不明白耶稣的意思啊，他们不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必须要从死里复活。
So what do we learn from Peter?
我们这边是学到从彼得身上，我们可以学到什么样的功课
？We know that John was a faster long distance runner.
我们知道约翰他是个长跑健将。
But Peter may have been a better swimmer.
彼得可能是游泳会比较好。
But John was definitely a better runner.
但是约翰一定是个比较好跑长跑的。
Peter was such an interesting person. He was very unpredictable but also passionate.
彼得是一个、比较情绪化的人，他的做的事情有时候比较能够不能预料。
He rushed into the tomb. He was the first one to go in. He didn't stand back and say, maybe we shouldn't go in. He rushed in.
我们回忆当天的情形，彼得到了坟墓之前的时候，他没有再想一想，他没有想就直接跑进去坟墓里面。
And this wasn't uncommon for Peter. Many times he would act first and then think later.
对彼得来讲，这个是很正常的事情，因为通常他都是先做再想。
The linen was folded neatly in its place.
那个细麻布在坟墓里面是折得很好。
The grave clothes were not in disarray.
但他的细麻布跟他的裹头巾都放了摆着折得好好的放在一边。
They were still in their folds.
他们还折得好好的。
It was like Jesus evaporated from that point.
那个情形呢就好像耶稣的身体就突然蒸发了一样。
Much like a cocoon after it's left.
就跟那个茧一样，那个当蝴蝶出来之后，那个茧还保持着完整。
But if you go back and think, where did we see Peter last?
我们回忆一下，我们最后一次看到彼得是什么时候
？He was weeping in the darkness.
他在黑暗中在哭泣。
He denied Christ just hours or days before.
他三次不认神。
Peter is back on track though.
可是这个时候又回到原来彼得的自己。
And then a lot of times we sometimes get off track and we need to get back on track. Not feel defeated by sin, but get back on track with our Lord Jesus Christ.
就跟我们人一样，有时候我们犯了罪，有时候会离开正道，可是我们还是会回来。
Peter messed up a lot. And in big ways too.
彼得其实常常做一些奇奇怪怪的事，但是他最后又会回来。
But Jesus continued to use him, regardless of his his passion.
可是耶稣基督一直把重要任务交给他，不管他做了什么样的事情。
In unpredictable behavior.
那些不能预料的事情，不能预料的行为。
I believe that our Lord Jesus Christ wants to use all of us as well in the same way.
我相信神，我们的耶稣的神，对我们来讲也是一样。不管我们做了什么样的错事，他总是要来用我们的。
Of course, we're all different, and He wants to use us in different ways. But I think the point is that He loves His children, and we need to be useful for His kingdom work.
我们每一个人都不一样的，但是神对每一个人都有他的任务，因为他都爱我们。
And we've got to be careful not to fear men, and let other people get in the way of what God wants for our lives.
我们必须要克服我们的恐惧，我们不能惧怕人，因为神交给我们的任务，我们是一定要去执行的。
As we look at 1 Peter 1:3, it says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Peter learned to trust in the Lord by faith, to control himself and still act, and to be holy.
我们来看彼得前书。第一章到第一节到第三节
Peter? Yeah, 1
Peter 1:3. 愿神归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，曾照他自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Point 3, we look at John's experience.
我们来看一下约翰的经历。
And this is in chapter 20, verses 8 through 10.
这边是约翰福音的第八节到第十节。
In verse 8, finally, the other disciples who had reached the tomb first also went inside and saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying.
这边提到说他们先到坟墓的门徒也进去，就看见就信了，因为他们还不明白耶稣的意思，就是耶稣因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回到自己到住处去了。
Jesus loved John very much.
耶稣是很爱约翰的。
And we know this because he also entrusted the care of Mary and Jesus' mother to him.
我们会知道这件事情是因为耶稣把他的母亲交给了约翰来照顾。
He saw the grave clothes and he believed in the resurrection.
他看见耶稣的细麻布跟裹头巾，他相信耶稣从死里复活。
And one of the significant things that I want you to take away today is the love of Jesus Christ.
今天在这讯息里面最重要一点就是说，神是爱我们的。
Love is the great interpreter.
神这个爱在这个里面是一个很重要的一个元素。
It's not just enough to take our minds to God. We need to take our heart.
我们在看神的时候，不是只有在理智上要接受神，我们在心里面也要接受神。
And when we give our heart to Jesus, He gives us insight through the Spirit of God.
当我们把心给了神的时候呢，我们就可以看到、体会到神对我们的爱。
There's some that accept Jesus intellectually, but they hold back the love.
有些人对在理智上已经接受了神了，可是他们并没有把爱放在他们对神的了解上面。
It's possible to go through the motions of being a Christian, but withholding our love.
你可以在神的上面。放上所有你的理智，可是你没有不需要再把爱也放在里面。
But that's not a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这种没有爱的关系，并不是神在追寻我们的关系。
That kind of relationship would make a miserable marriage.
一个没有爱的关系呢，很可能就会让你的婚姻破裂。
It would be dry and it would be sterile.
我们对神的关系没有爱的话，也会变得很枯燥无味。
It takes a passion and a heart to love.
我们在对神的爱里面必须要充满的一种情绪。
The church itself needs to be a place of love that people feel that love when they come in.
教会是一个必须要充满爱的地方，所以所有人到教会来都可以感受到这一点。
It's not a place of just people doing good acts of service.
在教会并不是说你来这边做好事就算了。
It's a place where we can come together and share our imperfections with one another.
这个教会是一个地方，是大家可以来一起来聚集，每个人带有身，每个人的都有一些瑕疵不完美的地方。
Without being judged, but being loved.
可是你可以来这边，不会被人家来判断，来看到你不完美的地方。
And what's amazing is that Jesus decides to use us regardless of our sins and how we make mistakes.
最重要的是神要来爱我们，用我们这些人，不管我们在性格上，在人格上是不是有不完美的。
He uses imperfect people to be used to do His kingdom work.
他用这些不完美的人来完成他神国的使命。
In reality, we are all desperate people.
在现实生活上，我们这些人事实上，我们人都是有对生活有不满意的地方。
One of the problems is that sometimes we don't see ourselves as desperate sinners in need of Jesus Christ. We think sometimes too highly of ourselves, and we get to be proud.
但是我们在这个日常生活中，最重要的是不能只看到自己不好的地方，我们要看到是神对我们的爱。
But if we didn't have the grace and mercy and love from Jesus Christ, we would be in a mess. We'd be in a dilemma.
我们要是没有神的恩典跟神的爱呢，我们的生活就会变成一团糟。
Much like Mary Magdalene before she came to know Jesus.
就跟玛利亚来到坟墓前一样。
Or Peter.
或是像彼得一样。
But today I want you to think about the resurrection. I want you to think about the death of Jesus.
我们今天要来思考耶稣从死里复活这件事情。
Jesus Christ gives us the love, and he's compassionate, and he forgives us of our sins, and he makes us one. He makes us children of God.
耶稣基督是爱我们的，他从死里面复活，就是最好一个见证。
And this is what the cross is all about.
这就是十字架的爱最好的一个见证。
I hope that you will accept Christ's resurrection today.
我希望今天大家可以接受神在死里复活这件事实。
And that you'll respond to the Spirit that God gives us, love and grace and mercy.
然后你可以回应对于神的爱。然后回应对他对神对我们的恩典。
But it's not about head knowledge. If you go out on the streets, many people will say, "Yes, I'm a Christian." And you ask them, "Are you going to heaven?" And they would say, "Of course, I'm a pretty good person."
但是这种反应并不是说，当人家问你是不是基督徒的时候，你就回答说，是，我是基督徒，我要以后要上天堂。
God doesn't need a head relationship. He needs a heart relationship with us.
对于神的事情，你不是只是知道这件事情，你必须要把你的心放在上面。
I pray that you'll commit yourself to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我希望你今天都会把你自己的心放在神的面前。
And that the Holy Spirit can control your life and lead and guide you in everything that He wants you to do.
所以圣灵可以充满你，可以带着你继续往前走。好，然后你可以在日常生活中显示出神的这神迹。
Let us pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for using a woman like Mary Magdalene.
神啊，我们在这边感谢你，能够利用玛利亚这件事情来给我们一些启示。
Using men like Peter and John.
那用彼得跟约翰给我们生活一些启示。
The reality is they would never be good enough.
在现实生活中，他们永远不会是最完美的人。
And we are not good enough for you.
我们也不是完美的人。
But because you gave us a blood sacrifice on the cross with your Son, Jesus Christ, you made us one with you.
因为你为我们的罪死在十字架上面，这个让我们就有机会成为一个完美的人。
But we have to accept that love.
但是我们必须接受你的爱。
We have to receive it with our hearts.
我们必须用我们的心来接受你。
And then we can be one with you.
然后我们就可以变成跟你的子民一样。
Lord, I pray that if anyone feels that they need to commit themselves to God, that they would talk to me or a leader here today.
我们今天要跟各位呼召，当你有对神的感动的时候，请来跟牧师谈。
Lord, give us a boldness like Peter.
让我们跟彼得一样。
That it's a heart relationship, not a head relationship.
他跟神的关系是一个心跟他的神的关系，而不是头跟神的关系。
Lord, we pray this in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior's name. Amen.
我们这样感谢福佩是奉主耶稣的圣名求，阿门。